we will talk about our plan to get MIT Kerberos completely in Samba.
All right, so here's an overview of what we are trying to tell you. So first we give a little bit of a history entry, so how does it, did this whole relationship with Kerberos came, in particular with Heimdall Kerberos. How have we tried in earlier times to address this problem of supporting the MIT Kerberos code base? What technical backend and plugins actually play a role? What do we have, these sorts of things? Then we go a little bit into detail of testing work that we've actually done in the past. Give some details about the current progress that we had. And then in the end, we also plan to give you a demo, which hopefully will work. So first we talk about Samba 4 and Heimdall Kerberos. So the reason why there is a very deep integration of Samba and Kerberos is quite obvious. I think I don't need to point out the importance for the whole Samba 4 Active Directory effort, that Kerberos is really a crucial component of that. When the whole development of the Samba 4 AD features began several years ago, at a time when we didn't have this nice relationship with Microsoft, where we got this tons of documentation, which made all that effort look much smaller than it actually was in the past. We only got our technical knowledge and our experience with how to analyze network traffic, how to decode protocols, these sorts of things. We were very familiar with the open source implementations of Kerberos and other related protocols. And then there was one code base, which was the Heimdall Kerberos code base, developed in, I think, Sweden, in a university relationship or university area. Don't ask me about the details about that, but there was this code base, and that was very interested also in getting familiar with the details of AD-specific enhancements to the Kerberos standards and these sorts of things. So it was just a very natural thing that we got a very close relationship with them. They helped us, and we were able to bring some of our knowledge and some of the features that we realized the Heimdall KDC was missing to their code base. So it was just a very productive relationship. At the time, there were also some legal issues, if I'm not mistaken, with the MIT Kerberos code base. There were some export regulations. So I don't know really the details what was the case at the time, but there were just obstacles, and for that reason we just got this very close relationship with the Heimdall community. Then also the chief developer, Lowe, got a Samba team member, and yeah, also actively participated in that process. So at the end of all this Samba 4 development and all these Kerberos enhancements that made it to the MIT, to the Heimdall codebase, of course it was also required to bring some enhancements to their ticket server, the KDC, and to make it, to provide some APIs that's easy to plug in just the specific glue code which is required to make Active Directory work. Without really hard coding all the Active Directory specific bits into the existing KDC. So at the end, there were just various plugin layers. We'll talk about this a little bit more. And then also we managed something else. We had this process model idea where everything which is related to the Samba Active Directory domain controller is supposed to run in one process, be it the file server, be it the LDAP server, all these sorts of things. And of course, the Kerberos KDC server also was supposed to be part of that single binary. And there were done some modifications to the Heimdall codebase to make that actually happen. So first of all, you can build the anti-KDC code as just a library that you can link in into Samba. Then there are function pointers for socket routines so that the KDC is really part of Samba's own event loop and these sorts of things. And that, of course, has the big advantage that we could actually test all these KDC modifications and features during our automated testing, like we have, like in earlier talks mentioned, this always ever-growing, massive, very complex, but also really good automated test coverage with lots of SMB torture tests and Python tests and these sorts of things. and testing Kerberos functionality, in particular the AD-specific bits, that of course was a very important thing. And we also wanted to make sure that this is happening whenever somebody commits a change to Samba, so that we can't just by a coincidence break our knowledge and this really important AD support in the KDC. So when this anti-KDC is built into the Samba binary, you can of course much easier control a KDC during testing, and you're not supposed to ask somebody on a box, could you please make sure that the KDC is started and not used by somebody else or whatsoever, though there's just no option. You really need to have full control over the KDC if it's supposed to be tested outside of your computer. So the plugin APIs that exist in Heimdall are first of all the HDB layer, so that's the core Heimdall database where all the entries are stored, which define the principle and all the properties, the keying material, these sorts of things. The HDB API returns an HDB entry, which is a structure representing that user principle and the keys. And part of that layer are also some extension calls, which are specific to Active Directory or got really important with Active Directory. Things like S4U to self and S4U to proxy, so impersonation functions for Kerberos. These are also part of that HDB layer. Then there are callback functions for update properties of Kerberos principles, like trackers for a bad password count and these sorts of things. These functions are also part of that layer. So what Samba provides is a HDB Samba 4 module, which then is just one module like all the other HDB modules in the Heimdall KDC. Then there is a second layer, which is not so much related to specific entries, but to the Kerberos pack. That's the WinDC layer. That layer has just three functions. As you see it, it's pack generate, pack verify, and client access. So this layer provides a way so that the KDC can actually attach a Kerberos pack to a ticket that the KDC is bringing to clients. And this is also grown in the area of the AD development in Samba 4, and Samba 4 ships WDC Samba 4 module for this layer. So if you, I hope you can read it, otherwise I would just explain anyway. So at the very bottom of this graphic you see the SAM database, which is really basically the directory service database that Samba 4 uses. It's implemented with LDB, so all the user machine accounts and all these sorts of things that just live in here, that's really the Samba code. And now what this code does is actually export a Heimdall specific type, which is the HDB entry, so the representation of keys and Kerberos accounts. And then there's an implementation of the HDB and the WDC plugins, as I just mentioned. And these are then loaded by the Heimdall KDC, which sits on top. And this whole construction is part of the Samba daemon. So it's really all self-contained and very, very Heimdall specific, apparently. So this is the current model which Samba ships. And that, of course, has some implications. So not everybody wants to have a Heimdall KDC. So there is a lot of investment in the MIT KDC, there's a lot of support available for MIT, there are features which are in MIT which are not in Heimdall, some large institutions have installed a MIT KDC based infrastructure, so there are lots of reasons, like for example our own company Fedora and Red Hat, the distributions that we ship, they just don't have any Heimdall on board anymore. I think we never had, but SUSE had, but they also switched to MIT Kerberos. So Heimdall is just not really the most widespread implementation of Kerberos these days. And Samba definitely should be able to also do the same things it can do with the Heimdall codebase, with the MIT codebase. So of course this problem has been discussed and brought to attention earlier, and there was one first attempt to really address this thing. Simo, which is sitting over there just in the back, he actually wrote a module, a plugin for the MIT KDC that would allow the MIT KDC to access all this implementation work of Heimdall and Samba directly out of Samba. So I will have, show a graphic later. So it basically will load the HTTP Samba 4 and the WDC Samba 4 code and create a KDB-specific content. KDB is the Kerberos database format of the MIT KDC, which is quite different like HTTP. There are some things identical. Of course, they serve pretty much the same purpose, which is to provide information about principles and key materials. But there is conversion which needs to be done, and that's of course is done inside of that plugin. So it actually leaves pretty much the entire Samba code base as it is, with this very deep and very knit integration with Heimdall. Just exports it, loads it into the MIT KDC, transforms it into something the MIT codebase can consume, and basically make it work. So it's, from the design point of view, probably not the most beautiful thing, but it's as really shown that it can be done, and that there is a way to make all this work. So this would allow that you actually can have an external process, the MIT KDC, load a plugin and access some rather Samba specific and Samba internal data structure using that plugin. So this of course is something that still needs redesign, and that's also that relies on code which is not pushed to public repositories and these sorts of things. So we wanted to really reapproach this and learn from the lessons from the past and look what in the meantime has changed to make this task easier to to come up with a cleaner design maybe, and to also have the same tested code quality that Samba 4 is really which is really a critical point of a critical thing in Samba development. And for testing, there's one thing really important when you have data, or you want to test something which is running outside of Samba. You really need to have a way to make this work on the build farm. Once again, you need to make sure that if you run some Kerberos tests, that you're not whatever testing some random stuff in your network, but you really just want to test your specific test binary which you have compiled or started and these sorts of things. And this was all very well working with Samba's own code, because there was the deep integration of the wrapping code, socket wrapper, NSS wrapper, and these sorts of things, which have been now all put together into one project, the CWrap project, and made available to projects outside of Samba. Andreas will give a talk about this tomorrow, and we will mention about this a little bit later as well. So we need to have something like this so that we can actually make sure to start a KDC and to have it under our full control, so that it's not interfering with something on the network, or that we see some whatever bad testing results and these sorts of things. So we needed to have socket wrapper support inside of CWrap. That was a requirement which is now really resolved. And then of course we need to make sure when we rip out this very deep integration with Heimdall, we need to make sure that all the other stuff, the AD specific bits, actually work with MIT Kerberos as well. And there is a layer which is very helpful in that, which is the Kerb5 wrap layer. I will talk about this a little later, that actually abstracts all the specific details of the Heimdall and the MIT codebase in a way that it's very easy consumable for Samba and works with both codebases. Then, of course, this deep integration of the HTTP entry, this Heimdall-specific data type, was also supposed to be abstracted and replaced with something else. So the Kerberos wrapping code, that's something, of course, existing for quite some time. As you know, the Samba 3 Kerberos client code also works very nicely with both Heimdall and with MIT for a long time. So there was something really which needed to be created from scratch, but we could just extend it. Actually, for the release of Samba 4, Alexander Bokovoy is also sitting somewhere. Alexander, over there. He has done a lot of work in making actually the Samba 4 release or the Samba 4 client Kerberos codebase work very well with the MIT specific abstraction, which has already been done in Samba 3. And so we also continued on that path as well. So that's the CURB 5 wrap layer, mostly for client code, but then of course it's now also used in the server side. So we had this HDB specific layer inside of Heimdall. We have KDB, which is the specific layer inside of the MIT Kerberos KDC. We didn't really want to put one implementation in a second position or something like that. So whatever you choose as your data entry that you are supposed to be exporting from Samba, you need to do some conversion. Either you do it inside of the MIT KDC or you do it in the Heimdall KDC. And we actually said, no, we try to do something else. We just try to abstract the existing implementation of this HDB entry in Samba, which something own. Right now we just call it SDB, a name that we, of course, always can change and will change probably. But, so this is just a way for us to rip out the Heimdall-specific things, put something we can fully control on our own and fully define on our own inside, and use that for all this plan and implementation. Right, so what else? In the end, we want to come up with something like this, where we have still on the left side, this old implementation, like we were describing it in an earlier slide, with all the Samba-specific content down here, the Samba directory server defined all in LDB. We have the now not the HDB entry sitting on top, but an SDB entry, which also still just 100% Samba code. And then we have a very shim layer here on top, which is doing the conversion to this HDB specific stuff for the Heimdall KDC, and also shim layer to do the KDB specific conversion for KDBs, for the MIT code base. So that's of course a much cleaner thing and also allows us to actually load Heimdall code into the MIT KDC, which the old design did in a way, by having this very close relationship to the HDB layer. So this is the new design that we plan to propose and to code up. Yeah, and Andreas will go to do more a little bit into the details of all this testing of this code that we have.
We thought about how do we get MIT Kerberos into the domain controller, and we started to discuss this before the last Samba XP, and also continued at the Samba XP, and we came to the conclusion, but it's not really that hard to start MIT KDC out of the Samba binary, but the big problem was how do we test it? And testing it was one really big, so that is the most important thing, that if we start a new implementation of all this code, then we need to test it and make sure that it works absolutely the same way as the Heimdall code does. So Samba has really a huge and amazing test suite that needs 1.5 hours in the meantime to completely finish. But the thing is that we were only able to test code which is inside of the Samba source tree, and we compile it. And during compile time, we do some special modifications that we are able to do all this testing. But as we wanted to start an external process, so the MIT CURB 5 KDC binary, it wasn't possible to test this in our test infrastructure. So we said, first we need a way that we can integrate it in our test infrastructure. And for this, the CWREP project has been created. So this project makes it now possible to load every binary which is installed in the system. We can execute it, and it's integrated in our testing infrastructure, and also the same applies to libraries. So each system library we consume is now also can be tested in our test infrastructure, and we don't have to modify it or do write special code that for this for a library or change something inside that that we are able to test them. So the Sievert project took a long time. So I started last summer XP here to with coding, and I finished it at FOSDEM this year. So it took me a long time to get everything working correctly and also tested very well. So this CREP project consists of three wrapper libraries. They were part of the Samba source code tree, but they were linked into every binary and every library during compile time if you did a developer build. Now you can load them to any binary which is available, and the first wrapper is socket wrapper. It creates a fully isolated client and server network environment where you can test network communication or just set up a completely network with several clients and servers. Then we have NSS wrapper, which is that makes it possible to create artificial users and groups and also fake DNS name resolution. And then the next wrapper is UID wrapper, which allows us to do our fake privilege separation. More about all this stuff in my talk tomorrow. So in order to, the good thing was when I developed this CREP stuff, a colleague of us also looked at it, and he's responsible for MIT Kerberos inside of Red Hat, and he started to write tests for MIT Kerberos. So he found already bugs and sent patches, and we helped fix him it. And then we discovered that we also need support for IP packet info for UDP. And I already had a branch around for some time, but on Monday, Metze and I sat together really long in the night and finished the work on that. So now it's working, and which is really great, and will be soon available in the Samba code base. So after we had the infrastructure, we thought about how do we start a KDC. And in Samba, or in the Samba domain controller, a service is organized as a task. And these tasks are, for example, the RPC is a task, LDAP, the file server, DNS, and also the KDC is a task, which you can enable and disable them with smb.conf configuration variable called SMB services. So for MIT KDC, we created a task to start the system binary of the Kerberos KDC. So we don't compile it, we just look where is it in the system and start it. And it is like started, it is started at the moment like we start the file server out of the domain controller. So it is running as a child. And the idea is that you configure the KDC via the standard kdc.conf in the system. So the at the moment, we try to detect the CAP5 KDC binary during configure time and set it as a default location. If it's not detected, you are still able to specify it in the configure script with system KDC. And later, it can also be overwritten with smb.conf variable called MIT KDC command. So you can specify a different KDC. If you compile a newer version in a different location, then you can specify it there. And it's also really handy for developers, because here you can attach GDB to it. So for testing the MIT KDC and make test, we created a kdc.config file in our test environment. And you can point the KDC binary to this config via an environment variable, and then we can load our KDB driver directly out of the compiled source code. This KDB driver, which Simo created first, So he created this KDB driver inside of the MIT Kerberos code base, because during this time it wasn't possible to build it outside. They didn't have support to build plugins outside of the MIT source. So the first thing we did was rebase it on the latest MIT KDC and check that it compiles. And the next step was to move it from the MIT Kerberos code to the Samba tree and build it as an out of the source of the MIT code, but in our tree, and link it against all the libraries of Samba. And so we are able to simply, with a config file, point the KDC to the KDB module and load it. And this simplified a lot of code, which was really good. So now Günther will give some details about our current work and then has a short demo.
Yeah, so this work that we did, based on the design that has been discussed with all the people involved in this project, was something that we considered would take something like a year to finish or so, given what we already have, like the CREP code and these things, all the other knowledge. But for this presentation, we actually tried, okay, let's see how far we can get. And we sat down, I think, 2 weeks ago on Friday and really had long sessions every day on the phone most of the time and coded this up. So actually, right now, we can give a demo and show something already. So we are quite happy about that. So that really gives us much more trust that all this is doable. So this branch, of course, is now right now visible to everyone on the Samba Git repository. The URL is so long, so I actually use a tiny URL to put it here, because otherwise it would just look ugly. Yeah, it's right now consists of almost 140 patches, 4,000 lines plus, 500 minus, basically. So this is still work in progress, first of all, and of course we need to have many more discussions with other people. Like Andrew Bartlett and all other Samba team people. But we just first wanted to have something that probably convinces much more if we have something to show that we are on the right track than just really showing a design page or something. So in the end, of course, all this code base needs to pass all of our test suites, all the torture tests that we have. A lot of cleanup needs to be done. And then once we got it all finished, we probably also want to do some cleanup before really pushing it and probably move away from some Kerberos 5 calls and just use GSS API calls where it makes sense and where it is possible. Just to get rid of some of this old stuff. Then, of course, this whole project was discussed earlier. So there has been a document created by various people, the Kerberos porting to MIT notes.txt file, which is part of all the Git repository. This is pages full of specific features that are missing in MIT KDC or describing specific implementation details with the Heimdall KDC. And we need to go over that right now, actually read it and do corrections where appropriate. So we still have time to give a short demo. So there's actually not so much to show, but it will probably at least give you some idea of what we're doing. So this is the Samba code base. What's this command again that shows? CVR, I think. No? BR. Yeah, right. No, but this shows all my branches. CVR. I don't have it. Oh, yeah, I have it. Okay, so it's 126 patches and some stuff lying around right now. In order to, as we described, everything that we do is done in testing. So if we call make testenv, which sets up the test environment is prepared to do all the Kerberos pug tests, I just call this. So here, first of all, it tells me that it's really just using the MIT Kerberos libraries, nothing Heimdall specific. Heimdall use is disabled. I actually could even delete the entire Heimdall directory and still call that. So it takes a little while because right now it provisions the domain controller. Yeah. So here we are starting the KDC. Okay, and now I have this extern, very small, I have to make the font a little larger. Is that readable? Okay. So this is the test environment, like the test binaries would run the tests. So a lot of environment variables are set, all the LD preload functions are set, and all the set variables are listed here on top, so that I know where I am. So this is like the SMB torture binary would test the assembler binary on the build farm, on a remote host somewhere where we have really no full control. So this really is the kind of the sandbox testing environment in this window. So if I write now, okay. So the KDC writes out a file, which is the MIT KDC log file. I just tail it in the other window. And, So if I now decide, okay, supposedly there is a user called administrator at my domain is called sampleexample.com. So this is the provisioned sample for domain controller. So I already see in the MIT KDC log that there's a request coming in. I give it this password, locdcpass1. Yeah, and I see I've successfully done an ASREC with the MIT KDC. If I have a K-list, I see the ticket. What also works is if I want to get a host ticket, a service ticket for this specific host, that also generates, you see the TGS rec coming in inside of the MIT KDC. So there's still a lot of things which don't work. Some things because we just haven't really tested yet, because we just finished this demo. 2 days ago, or yesterday actually. For example, SPNego is not working right now because right now we compile and use code which has never been used and compiled with MIT Kerberos before, because it was only used inside of the Samba 4 AD DC build, which was just activated whenever you were supposedly only use the MIT Kerberos code base. So right now we just exhibit all this code which has never been tested with MIT KDC. But now it compiles and it started, and we now need to inspect all these locations. We identified already some minor issues, but there's still something on the road to do for us. Yeah, but all in all, we are really very, very happy that we already came so far so quickly, and we just continue on this and hopefully can report more at next year's conference. Yeah, so that's it. Any questions? No questions? Yep.
Is it possible to run the MIT KDC also within the single process?
Not yet, right now. So we could possibly propose a change like this so that we can have control over the event loop of MIT to the MIT consortium and talk with them if this could be possible. But right now it's really running only as an outside task. So if I so right now you see it's really just running as a child of the Samba binary. I don't actually see that very well. This is just, so the KDC is just as a child of the Samba binary. So no, right now we can't do this, but this might be one of the future changes we possibly could discuss. That you have just much more control over it, that you could proxy Kerberos requests. So there are some possible scenarios that would make sense. So right now it's not really a requirement for us for the current work that we do. So we haven't really thought about this a lot, to be honest. So. Right. Some other questions? No, sure. It's just an alternative, right? Yeah. So the only way you can actually do this, you have to say use system MIT curb 5 or whatever, and then you just compile it, and then it sees if the library is capable of doing all what you need. If you have the KHDB headers that you can build the plugin and so forth. Sure, this is just an alternative. So, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, no, it's not about whatever. We hate Heimdall so much, so we want to remove it everywhere we can find it. So that's absolutely not the case. We just really want to play well with external processes and with externally established code bases. Yeah. Simon? Question?
Yeah, it's more a comment about why we are good with MIT-KDC. This is about system consistency. We use Samba also as part of many components in GraalVM, and you can really not build an application where half of the application uses the Heimdall library and the other half uses the MIT library. So we have to build the MIT library with the client components, and that forces us to use also the MIT-KDC if we want to have a single build where we have an EC and all that kind of client library.
Yep. Also from a vendor perspective, it's really important that we are able to whatever give at least December domain controller as technical preview or whatever to customers or for some useful scenarios for implementing it at customer sites. But right now we just can't because it's really shipping a code base which is not maintained at all. It's not audited or whatsoever. And it's a full duplication of a very well maintained piece of software most vendors already ship. So just really makes no sense to be fully tied and have only this offering. So I think these are enough justifications for implementing a layer that allows alternatives. Right. Then I think we're done. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.